Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Love is a many splendored thing, especially for newlyweds. It's often all tulips, butterflies, cotton candy, and bubblegum during that first couple of years, isn't it? Well, one would hope. Or maybe I should say two should hope. But sometimes that labor of love is just laborious. And the best laid plans need a little help. Or a lot of help. But where can newlyweds go for help? Well, tonight we are sharing a rather unique idea in the help space for newly married couples. Let's talk about it. My guests are Toni Ann Kraft. She's the founder and president of Friends with Rings, and Lakia L.B. Brandenburg. She is a wife coach, and Devon Artis. He is a marriage coach with Legacy Impact Coaching. If you are about to get married, or if you've been married for just a little while, have some questions or comments, give us a call, or maybe you need help. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You are welcome to tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Okay, so Toni, Lakia, Devon, thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Okay, so, you know... Toni, when I first saw this, I was it's called Friends with Rings. I was thinking Lord of the Rings, but I guess that's not quite accurate. So, where did this idea come from?
That is a great question. I've never heard the Lord of the Rings one, so that's pretty funny. during the wake of the quarantine, so we all know we were on lockdown, we're stuck in our home 24/7. My husband and I, we had just moved from D.C. to New York City. We were driving each other crazy in our tiny little New York City apartment.
No.
You know, we were going nuts. I have, over the years, over the past 10 years, I have experienced creating membership programs from scratch for many influential organizations. And during this time, you know, when my husband and I were driving each other nuts, we didn't really have the support of married friends nearby. I figured, why not use my skill to create a membership network that I wish existed in my own life? And that is how Friends with Rings was born.
So how long have you and your husband been married?
We have been married for 3 years.
3 years. Okay, so 3 years. So you still have receipts. I mean, the ink is still wet.
It's still pretty wet. You know, the honeymoon was the first year, but after the second year, it got real when the quarantine came. That's when it really, really got real.
Well, I don't really mean to get into your business. No, I do. But you said you started getting on each other's nerves. What do you mean by that?
You know what? I think it's an accumulation of different things. So usually, you know, we can have an issue and we would both be upset about it. But we had other things to break up our day. We were going to work. You know, we were socializing with other friends, but here we were locked in this tiny apartment, and every single day the issues became more and more real. So opportunities where you can sweep something under the rug, those are all gone, because here he is in my face all the time. You know, it goes from a little issue like not putting the toilet seat down to a huge issue like not communicating. You know,
the toilet seat. Can we please get over the daggone? Can you just turn around and look? Good God.
It's a huge deal, Harold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you mean to tell me you woke up in the morning, you looked over and you went, ugh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can't. Boy, I tell you, Lord. Let me ask Lakia about this, because you've been married for a little bit longer. You've been married for 12 years.
This October 10th. Y'all clap it up for that.
This coming 12, so it'll be 12 years this October.
Yes. Yes.
So it's really 11.10 or something.
There we go. Come on, give it to me.
Right. That's not a slow clap. No, that's a slow clap. No, this is a, I am giving it to you. Yes. So, you know, but you're a, what is a wife coach?
Yes. Well, let me tell you this. One thing I think Tony Ann realized, like a lot of women realize, is that you can choose who you show up as. And as the wife coach, I firmly believe that all married women aren't wives. Did you catch that, Harold? Married women aren't wives. So as a wife coach, I teach you how to show up as your best, which is the wife. Because you can show up as a married woman. You want to know who she is? Mrs. Sarcastic. Tony Ann met her. Mrs. Picky. Mrs. Nagging. Mrs. Making small issues into big ones.
But like then
the
toilet.
And she changes her approach. She changes how she shows up. So she's Mrs. Patient. She's Mrs. You know what? I'm going to pick my piece over my battle. So it's about how you choose to show up, because the way you show up, it pretty much determines the results you're going to get from your man or from your spouse.
Mm-hmm. So, Devon, after 17 years of marriage, do you agree with the wife coach?
I agree with the wife coach. Everything she said is spot on.
Of course, because happy wife, happy life. Of course you would agree with it.
Absolutely.
No.
Absolutely. That's the only way. That's the only way to make it year 17 to have that philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Devon, don't say that. Now, come on, I'm against that, Harold.
What, agreeing with the wife?
Well, happy wife, happy life. Mm-hmm. No, it's happy spouse, happy house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I come from a different approach, because a lot of times that's the problem. We get this title where we're Mrs. Independent, where it's all about us. We're Mrs. Mm-hmm. Controlling, and that's because we think it's just about us. But sometimes it's not him. It's you.
Interesting. So
this is true.
So, Devon, you are a veteran. You're the veteran in this conversation. And I would ask, you know, how did you get beyond that newlywed peace? How did you get beyond that first 2 years? Were your first 2 years rocky? Did you need help? Did you need the kind of help that Tony Ann is talking about?
And then some, absolutely. And I will tell you that the first 2 years were probably easier than the first 5 years, if that makes sense. So 3 years later, right around the 5 year mark, is when things got really, really hairy. And that's when the help, we needed the help. We had to call for that lifeline, a call for that friend. And that's where the struggle began. And part of that was I didn't know her. I thought I did. She didn't know me. She thought she did. But then we realized, wait a minute, you're not exactly who I thought you were. We got some work to do now. And so once we began to see that, that's when things began to gel for us. We got it after 5 years in.
Tony Ann, where, you know, from your perspective, where in 3 years, you know, I know a lot of the folks who may be listening who have been married perhaps a little bit longer may want to give you the side eye, but I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt, because you have the wherewithal to say, look, even after 3 years, if I realize that there needs to be some work, then I'm sure that other newlyweds probably need some work. Where do you suggest that? Where are you suggesting that the work comes from? I'm assuming other married folks.
Yeah, you know what? It's an accumulation of different things, right? I think we've all heard the saying that it takes a village to raise a child, right? But I believe that it also takes a village to become a better spouse. And that essentially is what Friends with Rings is all about. We are creating not only the community with like-minded, the support of like-minded married couples in our network. We also host panel events and workshops that help to support married and engaged couples. We also have our preferred provider network, which is our exclusive network of marriage coaches and counselors who partner with Friends with Rings to provide their services to our members at a discounted rate. And actually, Latia and Coach Devon, they are both members of our preferred provider network amongst many other coaches and counselors.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are talking about help for newlyweds, newly married couples. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you are young. You could just be newly married. Mm-hmm. Just a few years, but you could be in your 40s or 30s or 50s or what have you. Could be first time, could be second time around, or what have you. But, you know, where do you go for help if you've never done it before or you are in that new space? So, but here's the thing that I'm hearing, Lakia. Where is the balance between getting help if you are having a few bumps in your marriage, and as you may hear from your girlfriend, you better keep them folks out of your business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I think that's the problem. One, it's because, like Tony Ann was saying, it takes a village. And so the balance comes with understanding that it's okay to not know that you don't know. Like, nobody looks at being a wife or being a husband as something that you need to grow into or that you need to get educated on, because it's love, right? Like, you know, love is supposed to come easy. But when that, you know, when the door closes and y'all behind closed doors, not talking to each other, walking past each other, rolling your eyes, you know, having those issues, you're like, wait a minute, hold up, this don't feel right. So what? Why is this happening? That's where the help comes in. And so I love that we, even myself, Devon, we are creating a community where people see that it's okay to have a safe space to talk about these real issues. We keep it real, and we share even our own issues that are happening in our marriage. I was Mrs. Sarcastic, realizing now that, you know, the way I talked to my man was pushing him away. Ain't nobody tell me that. Ain't nobody tell me I wasn't going to make it the year 13, 14, 15 if I didn't get a handle on this tongue and tame it. So that's the type of support and help that we give in order for us to create these marriages that are long-lasting, that are fun, that are thriving, you know, that are satisfying.
Let me go to the phone line. She said, get a handle on that tongue. Lord have mercy. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about help for newly married couples. Where can you go, and what does that help look like? Ronald, calling from Michigan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. How are you, Ronald? What's on your mind? Quickly.
This conversation is incredible.
Well, thank you.
I've been married over 50 years.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, well, you didn't have coaches or things of that nature. I think they kind of give up too early. They don't really love the person they married.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you believe in that person and you really love that person, you'll do anything for them. You'll give, you'll take. You know, that marriage vows to death do our part really meant something. It just seemed like the couple nowadays are ready to give up. You know, they got their feelings on their cuff rather than their heart in their hand. And I think you can coach it all you want on. If you don't love that person, if you can't stay with them 10, 20 minutes, you're not going to make it anyway, because you never loved that person.
Okay. Ronald, thank you so much. Advice from someone who's been married just a little bit longer than all of you guys put together.
Hey, you got to love the one you with.
Exactly.
That's what he was saying.
Mm-hmm. I've got to go to a break in just a little bit, but I need to ask, okay, but Devon, from a man's perspective, what you may want in a wife or what may work for you may not work for, you know, some other guy that, you know, that you're coaching. I mean, one husband may love Lakia's colorful metaphors. Mm-hmm. And and some guys may say, oh, you need to take a step back. So how do you, from your perspective, what do you think? Real quick before I go to a break.
Yeah, I mean, a wife, there's no cookie cutter wife. There's no cookie cutter desire. And I tell couples, especially when we talk to and coach people that are about to get married, you got to have a list. You got to know what you like and what you don't like. And if you don't know yourself first, you're not going to know what you're going to want in a wife. You're not going to know what's going to pair well with you if you don't have any idea of who you are. So really getting to know yourself and self-awareness is huge. And that's something that we teach folks that we coach, to really know yourself and know what desires and goals and dreams you have and who can come along with that and support that. Because you're right. Every woman is not for every man.
Yeah. Ain't that a word? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Renee calling from Virginia. Elizabeth calling from Brooklyn, New York. We are going to talk to you next. If you're having difficulty getting through, I promise, keep trying. I will get to you. This is a fascinating conversation. We're talking about help for newlyweds, how to smooth out the bumps in the road during those first years of marriage. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue. But don't forget, you can download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. Or you can listen on 98.3 FM. You can hear it all from 7 to 8 p.m. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This discussion continues in just a few seconds. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're talking about help for newly married couples to keep it together during those sometimes early, bumpy years. My guests are Tony Ann Kraft. She's the founder and president of Friends with Rings. Lakia L.B. Brandenburg is a wife coach. And Devon Artis is a marriage coach with Legacy Impact Coaching. If you have a comment or question, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You're certainly welcome to tweet me at HFisherWHUR or find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. I'm going to go back to the phone lines. Let's see what Elizabeth calling from Brooklyn, New York has to say. Elizabeth, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for having me.
Sure.
So my question is for the entire group, Tony Ann, Lakia, Devon, specifically you, Tony Ann. So I really love what you had to say about the Friends with Rings Network. I'm really excited to learn more about it. So since you've been married around the same amount of time as me and my partner, I want to know what you think about, reconciling religious differences in your relationship. So me and my husband, we have religious differences, and I want to know, you know, what you think is the best way to go about that in terms of having children, schooling, you know, Catholic, Christian, christening, all of that.
Can I ask what the differences are? Because, it's one thing if you're, you know, if you're Baptist and he's Catholic. It's another thing if you're Baptist and he's atheist.
So I would say that he's more agnostic, and I am definitely Christian.
Okay. Well, see, why did I know that? I could smell it.
I wouldn't be calling if you know.
Yeah, I could have said you know you were Hindu and he was Muslim or something like that, but I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I could just smell a little, you know, agnostic.
Yes.
You know, so I don't know, but yeah, go right ahead, Tony Ann.
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. One of the things I want to point out about Friends with Rings is that, you know, most of the marriage groups that you come across. They tend to be for couples of a specific religious background or even an ethnic background, and Friends with Rings is welcoming to everyone. So that's a question that I think can be specifically answered more so by our coaches. But as far as this particular network, we are open to all religious backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, and any other factors.
Okay, Lakia, go ahead, give it a shot.
Yeah, well, I would first look at, one, what's the attraction outside of your religious beliefs? Because what happens is when you're getting married, what's it, the interfaith, you don't want to impose your beliefs on his. However, they need to somehow complement each other so that these issues won't come up later, which they will. So I feel that before you get married, or you guys are married or no?
They're married.
Oh, okay, yeah. I would definitely look at it from a learning perspective. That's how I would approach it. What can you learn from him instead of, again, trying to impose? Not saying you're doing this, but being in a position where you're learning from each other to better understand why you feel the way you feel about your certain beliefs.
Devon, your thoughts about that?
Yeah, my comments are along the same lines. I mean, we have to keep in perspective that human beings are three parts. We're spirit, soul, and body, correct? And we want to connect in those areas. But part of that is the spiritual part, the spiritual dynamics. And they can be different in relationships. Ideally, you would like to be of the same faith. I get it. But what can you find that is common? What do you have in common? A lot of times in these situations, we focus on the differences. But what about the similarities? And you could use different language. You know, what is going to be as a family, as a husband and wife? What is going to be our core values? What are going to be our core values? How are we going to live our lives? How are we going to raise children morally? And so there you begin to find common ground. When you take all the religious connotations and the words out of it, you just want to connect with that person spiritually in some form or fashion. I think a lot of times in religions, we make it a little more complicated than it has to be, but we want to look for those that commonality.
Okay. Ken, all right. Both of y'all. let me, can I say something here?
Absolutely.
As a Christian.
It's your show.
Let me say this. First of all, Devon, in the 14 years I've been doing this show, you were the first guest who ever said that.
Wow.
That it's my show. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I have a lot of respect for you for saying that. I appreciate that. Now let me jump all over your head.
Come on with it.
and Lakia too, because see, because as a Christian person, and you know, and I think Elizabeth is being polite, but you know, come on now.
Well, wait a minute. Hold up. Do you have to be a Christian to be married?
Not at all. I didn't say. See, there's that tongue again. I didn't say what I said.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
For anyone, and I'm just speaking as a Christian myself. You know, as a person who you know pre-pandemic, you know, yeah, I love going to church. You know, I am imperfect. But certainly, you know, I love Jesus Christ. I believe, and the feelings about that is just so strong. And so I understand that struggle. And just like you said, you know, Lakia, when you first said, you said, well, you know, we aren't, you know, are they dating? Are they married? No, they're married. So they're in it.
Yeah.
And I think the reality, and that's why Elizabeth is asking, because if it wasn't important, if they were able to just work it out. But this is real. Am I on point here, Elizabeth? This is some serious stuff here. This isn't about you like spaghetti and he likes steak.
Right.
Is that correct, Elizabeth? Right. Do we lose Elizabeth?
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean this is serious, right?
Yes, it is definitely very serious. You know, it definitely hit home with what Devon was saying, you know, that we are three parts, spirit, soul, and body. And, you know, I think at the core of Christianity, the core of any religion are, you know, those moral values. So whether you believe that it's God and, you know, God sets out these reasons why you should be doing X, Y, and Z and why you should be following this particular path, or if you just believe that as a person you should have these core values and these core characteristics and integrity and morality. So, you know, I really think that that hit home and that definitely helped. At the end of the day, we have to look at the similarities and not focus so much on the differences, because at the end of the day, sometimes those differences are just a word that makes a difference.
Hope that for the sake of your marriage that I feel that the love that you have in your tone for your husband, I want that to work for you. I really
Thank
do.
You.
Yeah.
Thank
Go. You. I'm sorry, Lakia. I think that was Lakia. You were about
That's
to
Tony
speak.
Ann.
Yeah.
It's Tony Ann. You know, and even though Friends with Rings is an inclusive network, I am a Christian myself. And what the Bible says is that you win your spouse over by how you are. Like, you are your ministry. So if you show Christ in all that you do, then that over time
that's how you win someone over, and that's how you win your spouse over. Yeah. So just be patient with him, you know, and keep doing what you know to do, and eventually things will come together.
I hope so. I hope so. Elizabeth, good luck to you. Thank you so much for your phone call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Renee, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Wanted to make a comment that one of the things that I've been married 17 years.
Okay, good.
Because in the beginning we got married when we was like around 40, so we were set in our ways when me and my husband first got married. And then there were certain things I needed in my relationship that was causing the first couple of years of our marriage to like be shaky. But what I found out or what I did is I learned my husband. And I learned how he loved instead of how I expected him to love me. And when I accepted how he loves, then the relationship started to get better. Because a lot of times we as females want somebody to tell us all the time that how good we look, or hold our hands, give us gifts, or even say I love you. Well, my husband is one of those people that I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to show you. And then when I accepted that, I started looking at all the things he did, which made me realize my husband loves me. So any doubt that I ever had, any questions I might have, even after 17 years, I've never thought my husband would cheat on me, because he's constantly showing me in his way he loves me.
Interesting. So here's my question, because Renee said something that really struck me, and I want to ask you about this, Tony, because I think there seems to be a bit of a recurring theme, particularly when we had the guy call in who had been married for decades, and I can't remember exactly how long, but we seem to have so many resources. Obviously, Renee was talking about love language, and that she learned that even before there was the term, I guess, love language. And now we have this, you know, Friends with Rings, and we have all of these resources to help people understand each other, get along. Why do you believe, Tony Ann, that with all of these resources that people at least appear to be less interested, younger generations are less interested in marriage?
That's a deep question. You know, I don't think it's that people are less interested in marriage. I was reading a study the other day that showed that although marriage rates compared to what it was 50 years ago, people aren't getting married as much as they did back then. But with the single people that they have, they did for this study, all of them want to be married. You know, so we see that people are searching for love. They want to find that partner. Sometimes they don't know how. You know, sometimes, you know, we as people, we hear how difficult marriage is, and it's just putting in the work. So sometimes there's a scare factor there. But what I find with married people when it comes to actually seeking out the help, let's be real, in our community, in the Black community, you know, seeking a counselor or a coach is not really something that we do. Or sometimes when we don't have a community, we think that our issues are unique to us, right? So I'm married, and, you know, in our culture, it's don't share your business with other people, which is great. But there should be a core group or a core couple that you can truly trust, that you can share what you're going through with. Because what you find is your issues are not unique to you. And then it's putting the steps in place to help to rebuild and strengthen the core of that marriage or that relationship.
But you said something that I thought was really interesting, Tony Ann. You said everybody's looking for love, partners, and then you mentioned the word, you know, marriage in the same sentence. Those three things are not the same.
It's true.
You know, Some would argue that love has nothing to do with marriage. Marriage has nothing to do with love. Being a partner has nothing to do with marriage or love. Although, I'm saying these things, I'm being argumentative, but like Lakia has been during this entire conversation, but but yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good, wasn't it, Devon? We're still working on her, but but I think that's the point, and to that point, Devon, after 17 years, you know, why did you get married? I mean, why?
Yeah, you know, this is going to sound way, way deep, but it's reality. It's the truth. I mean, I got married because I wanted to serve somebody else. I spent a good chunk of my single years volunteering and doing things of that nature. And there were a lot of things I wanted to pour into somebody else. I've always been focused on being wanting a family, being a family man. And that kind of comes from growing up, you know, having brokenness, you know, and I wanted what I didn't have growing up. And I was tenacious about that. And I was determined I was going to be a good husband. I was going to be a good father. And I studied. I learned. I hung around people that were happily married, and I learned. And that was part of it. I just wanted to do the thing.
Mm. Renee, thank you for calling, by the way. I appreciate your phone call. I like that. I like that answer. You wanted to serve someone else. That's a really interesting answer. I've never heard that before.
That's deep.
Yeah. I mean, it's what it is. And, you know, people ask us, you know, what is the key to a successful marriage? I'll tell you. Getting up every day and being determined that you're going to serve another person who is flawed and who has issues, but still loving them and serving them nonetheless, that's the key ingredient, the core component of a successful relationship, in my opinion.
Which brings me to another question, and this is perfect for Lakia.
Talk to me.
Of course. We need to get your husband on this show. I'd really like to meet him.
he's a happy man.
Yes. It sounds to me like he doesn't have much choice.
Oh, come on, Harold.
Well, you could take that any way you want. Mm-hmm. All jokes aside, Lakia, Devon said something that was interesting. He said, you know, he hung around, you know, married people. Not everybody, all of your friends and the like get married at the same time. I need you to help me with this debate that I was having with our expansive news team. After you get married, what happens to your single friends?
That's a good question. And it was very deep what Devon talked about, because that wasn't my purpose of getting married. You just go together and then you get married. So that's why
you just go together. I like that.
You just go together forever.
Natural progression. Yeah.
I think what happens is, I mean, there's an elevation that happens. You know, when you get married, your single friends are still there. Now your assignment is different. You know, I often say you got to do your work because being a wife is an assignment. So my time with my single friends, our conversations are different. You know, I have a different responsibility. They're still there, but it's understanding how to prioritize. You know, I'm making a commitment now to nurture, to invest in this relationship that I share with my boo, my baby daddy of almost 12 years, who is happily married to his wife.
Because he doesn't have a choice, right? Because you're just a wonderful person. But go right ahead. Mm-hmm. Toilet seat up or down, it doesn't matter.
No, but that's pretty much what happened. I mean, they're still there. I still have single friends, but it's understanding the roles have changed now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can definitely attest to that. You know, one of the things that I noticed in my own marriage, and I knew this going into marriage, though most of my friends are single, what ends up happening is that, you know, usually when you're dating, you can share those little things that your boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever is doing that annoys you. But when you get married, that level changes, and I can no longer share things or issues that I have with my husband with my single friends, you know, because now I'm seeking the wisdom of a married couple.
Here's my thing. I'm paraphrasing, and I'll probably end up getting beat up because my paraphrasing is maybe inaccurate. But I say that, you know, for people who have gotten married, and I've done it, Okay. But, you know, for people of a certain age, after you've been married a while, let's say for the Devons of the world, and Devon, you could, you know, tell me what your thing is. But, you know, I have frat brothers, you know, and I have friends and other people like that. Yeah, they've been married for a minute and they still have single friends. But there is balance,
mm-hmm.
where their wives still spend time with their single. No, they're not out in the club.
Mm-hmm.
They still go to dinner. They still have drinks. The guys, they still have the cigars and the whiskey, whatever, and they play golf or, you know, but they're not hanging out. Yeah, they may do a happy hour once a month with the guys or what have you. But there is balance between the time that they spend with, you know, their single friends, their ride or dies or something like that, and the loves of their lives, their spouses, okay? And that was my argument. And I say that those friendships evolve, but I don't believe that those friendships dissolve.
Right.
That's correct.
Correct.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Was that a paraphrase? Because that sounded pretty good to me.
Well, that was what I said.
Yeah, that was
but
great.
You know, they.
I agree.
You know, and you know, there was a lot of, you know, back and forth, and maybe it's because, you know, my thing is that, and Devon, this is the man piece, but I believe that. I think that men should, you know, if you're married and you've got some girlfriends, as long as the girlfriends aren't, you know, too ratchet or inappropriate or out of pocket or what have you, one of the reasons that you love her is because of her friends and her family and the people that who are responsible for who she is when she got to you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I definitely agree.
And you don't, and now that she is quote unquote yours, you can't say, well, you know, you can't see Quisha now. You know, you can't see Brenda now, because now you need to stay home. I personally don't believe that. I think you need.
And I think this.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think there's balance in that too, because you gotta clarify who Quisha is, what type of character is Quisha in them, as you mentioned.
Right.
Definitely having time, you know, together. Yeah, definitely. But you know, it's not like we're in a controlling situation where you're all mine and can't go see or talk to anybody. Absolutely not.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let me go to Christian. Christian calling from Maryland. Christian, thanks for calling. Help me get out of this one. Help me get out of this, Christian. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to share my little experience, not just side experience.
Sure.
So, my story is about involve a little bit spiritual.
Well, keep it short. You keep it real short.
Okay. All right. So, I met my wife through an uncle who knows my spiritual father, and they hooked us up. So we got hooked up. And then after a year, we got married, so not really developed like a friendship. And we got married July last year, 2020. Mm-hmm. And I moved from Atlanta, Georgia to Maryland because I have to quit my job because she owned a childcare.
Okay.
During the COVID, she was very busy because Montgomery County allowed her to stay open because she was clean, you know.
Okay.
So I have to quit my job and move here, start from scratch from here. So... And, you know, after the wedding, you know, a couple of months, you know, we're trying to make things happen, you know, work it out. But it was just like, you know, because we did not develop the friendship, it was like my A is like a Z for her. Her Z is like an A for me. You know, we were just bumping. And the main thing was when we got hooked up, everybody, her uncle, people, my spiritual father was like, all right, both of you are over 40 years old, so you don't need to wait too long because she ain't got no paper since she moved in the U.S. since 98. She's going through some situation, but I have legal paper. And she, you know, you got to hurry up and have kids. You know what I'm saying? So basically, we did not seek the will of God.
So you rushed it.
Yeah, we rushed it, exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to rush you. So let me ask you this. So where are you now?
Right now, I walk away from the household, the place we stayed together, because it's too much. On my birthday, we have an argument on my, 2 weeks before my birthday.
So are you? So let me ask you: are you together?
We separate. So I'm.
So you're not together. Here's the other question: do you want to be? Do you want to be together?
That's my wish. That's my wish. Yeah, I don't believe to divorce.
Does she want to be together?
But she's not looking for me since I've been out of the house. She's not calling me. She just texts me. Just think about that. Like a month ago, last month.
Okay, so let me stop you again, Christian, because I gotta wrap this up because I'm running out of time. Anybody want to give him some quick advice? The quick 30-second marriage advice. He wants to be together. Doesn't look like she wants to be. They're out of the house. It's been a year.
Yeah. First and foremost, not to sound crass, but you can only control and manage yourself. So at this point, really praying about the situation. So you're a spiritual man, pray and believe. And this is where your faith is going to come in. You can still do the loving things. If it's her birthday, take some flowers by the house, send something over. You can still be present and still without being physically present.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck to you, Christian. Good luck to you. Let's go to Brenda calling from D.C. Brenda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello. I'm so glad you're touching on, you just touched on it, Hal, really, briefly. You know, I was listening to a program the other day, and the host was talking, and he was saying that his wife had came in at 2 o'clock in the morning. There was actually a concert in the neighborhood.
Okay.
He had forgotten, basically, that she was going to go. He woke up in the middle of the night. She wasn't there, and he was telling everybody that he basically gave it a side eye when she came in. Everybody got upset, who was on Facebook, and people just started chiming in. How do you establish, I'm not going to go deeply into this, so I'll just get to the point of it. How do you establish not feeling policed, not feeling, you may have been, you're single, you get married, and all of a sudden you're not used to calling in all the time. It's a respect thing, I understand. But how do you establish where maybe you just might want to get away for a couple of hours and you feel like, oh, well, I got to call in. I got to check in.
Okay.
You know.
Well, let me see what Tony has to say about that because you're the one who's been married the least amount of time here. Your thoughts about that, Tony?
Yeah, sure. One of the things is just telling your partner, hey, I just want to get away. I'm just going to, go to the mall or I'm going to go here for a few hours, see you soon, something like that. I think if you communicate up front what it is you need or, hey, I just need some time for myself. I'm just going to go for a drive or something like that. That signals to your partner, hey, I'm okay. I'm just going to take a little break. I'll be right back.
And I also think this may be Lakia's wheelhouse, too. Your thoughts about this, Lakia?
Yes. I think, honestly, it's creating that safe space to have that real conversation. It takes a loose rein to keep a marriage tight. And you need space. He needs space. And so being able to have that comfortable conversation, I mean pillow talk, like this is something we need to do for each other. You establish a girls' night out. I establish a boys' night out, whatever it is, so that we can have that time away. And what that looks like for your relationship as far as the boundaries, as far as checking in, whatever that is.
Yeah. I guess the key would be to, when you initially have people come in to talk to you, let them know, hey, look, you're not single anymore. You're going to have to check in, period, end of story. Is that correct?
So
it's different for every relationship.
Yeah,
and what do you mean by checking in? So is that a text message? Is that a call?
I'm here at the mall. It's okay because you're wondering if I'm safe. Okay, I'm out with a girlfriend having a cocktail. There's nothing going on. I'm not flirting. I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting at the bar. I'll be home. I'm having joined my lemon drop, and I'll be home in an hour. I mean, that whole check-in where the year before, I probably didn't have to do that. I'm just sitting at the bar. I'll be home when I get in at 11. I don't have to explain where I've been, who I've been with, that kind of thing. I think that's what makes things hard.
Yeah, it sounds like it's deeper, though. It sounds like it's a trust issue.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, yeah. Devon.
How do you all make it not to be a trust issue? You let people, do you tell your people, hey, look, couple, anybody got trust issues here?
Devon, real quick, what do you hear, Devon? Because I'm running low on time.
Okay, so as a man, I'm gonna say it this way. I understand that, and everything like checking in and things of that nature is different when you're saying 2 o'clock in the afternoon versus 2 a.m. As a man, I'm part of my job is to protect, and so when my wife is out and there are times where she goes out with the girls and it's late, but I'm up, I'm vigilant, I'm waiting. We have a code. She knows she's gonna text on her way home or whatever. So you've got to figure out what's comfortable for you. But the time, there's a lot of missing information in that situation. So, that context is everything.
Yeah. And also, I mean, honestly, if somebody thinks, if they are annoyed by having to let your husband or your spouse know mm-hmm. where you are, it sounds to me like she doesn't want to be married. Mm. I mean, right. that, you know, because, I mean, right. that's, I mean, to me, I mean, that's what married folk do. You know, right. it's like,
and
babe,
is it, is it going out every night for an hour with the girls every night? And that's a different thing than going once every couple weeks or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to thank all of you all. Tony Ann Craft, Devon Artis, and of course, Lakia LB Brandon.
Yes.
Hey, look, Tony Ann, what's the website? Because I got to post this on our website. What's the website for Friends with Rings?
Yes, it's friendswithrings.com, and you can follow us on Instagram at Friends with Rings Network.
I'm going to do it. That sounds like so much fun. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, August 27th. For news director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Barante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful weekend.